Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 31st August, and the top stories for today. This year's National Day countdown was held in a completely different way, under the new normal due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but the Merdeka spirit was still just as apparent. The celebration was held at Dataran Pahlawan Negara, with attendance limited to dignitaries, security members and personnel involved to ensure the ceremony runs according to the prescribed standard operating procedures. Yang di-Pertuan Agong Al-Sultan Abdullah Riayatuddin Al-Mustafa Billah Shah has granted an early pardon to 13 convicts in conjunction with the country's 63rd National Day today. According to Istana Negara's Comptroller of the Royal Household, Dato' Ahmad Fadil Shamsuddin, the convicts were serving life sentences handed out by the Kuala Lumpur High Court on December 28, 2001, on charges under Section 121 of the Penal Code with waging war or attempting to wage war or abetting to wage war against the Yang di-Pertuan Agong or state ruler or the Yang di-Pertuan Negeri. The Health Ministry is already looking 4 months ahead by preparing for a possible spike of COVID-19 infections due to winter weather conditions in several other parts of the world. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah said although the country's infection rate is now under control, developments in other countries, such as what happened in India, Korea, Japan, Spain and France that saw an increase in cases during cold weather conditions, must be considered. While DAP says it supports the Perikatan National Government's proposal to raise the social welfare monthly aid to RM1,000, its Secretary-General Lim Guan Eng today asked Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin to consider extending the moratorium of bank loans by another 6 months as well. The Bagan MP claimed extending the moratorium would help as many as 8 million Malaysians compared to the 1 million people who stand to benefit from the extra social welfare income alone. The United States neared 6 million COVID-19 cases on Sunday, nearly a quarter of the planet's total, as nations around the world battle to contain the raging pandemic. Global COVID-19 infections soared past 25 million as countries tighten restrictions to halt the health crisis that has upended life for most of humanity. 1 million additional cases have been detected globally roughly every 4 days since mid-July, according to an AFP tally, with India on Sunday setting the record for the highest single-day rise in cases with 78,761. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.